If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, home of 10,000 tacos for L.A. A lot of questions pouring through on the text line, mostly people pledging how many tacos they plan on eating today and for the foreseeable future until we can officially get to 10,000. We will monitor a rolling tally that will be going on in the back, keeping track of every taco eaten. Please, as you buy them, tag us, pictures. Klein Alley Show, K-Rock, and hashtag 10,000 tacos. This is our way of trying to help some of the many businesses that have been struggling right now, specifically as the ICE raids continuing all through Southern California, and an opportunity for us to eat more tacos. Selfishly, I look at it and go, great opportunity to eat more tacos yes. than normally we would on a Taco Tuesday. What a fitting way to kick this off. And if you have the ability, if you drive by the stands, I know like the few streets I cut through on the way home, there used to be 5, 6, 7 stands. Now it's down to like 1 or 2.
Yeah, I know.
And we should do our part to help because all of this, you know, as much as I know there's people on the text line that are saying, asking questions. I don't have social media. Will my tacos still count? Of course they will still count.
Yeah, just text us.
We need to know about it or leave them on the GOAT line.
Yeah.
844-956-GOAT.
Somehow. And when 8 said Rigo's Tacos for dinner tonight, it is. And another person asked about brick and mortar places. Yeah, absolutely. If it's a taqueria that you know of that's a brick and mortar restaurant, go ahead and go there. It's okay.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is pretty good.
Yeah,
714
is no big
taco. They are tiny tacos, so you could do 10,000 probably in one meal. But the question is, do Ali's white people tacos count? And this is where it gets into a tricky situation because we are trying to say this is for all white people, all brown people, all black people. All people should enjoy tacos. And this is a little thing, a very small little thing that we can do to help reinvigorate and recharge a community that has been truly devastated by what's been going on. But Ali's white people taco recipe, which is it really, I think, in many ways.
Big hit with ICE.
ICE loves Ali's right. tacos. They love it.
They're calling me off the hook.
Yeah, it's
about
it. It's not. I would say Ali's tacos.
I will. How about this? I pledge not to make any white people tacos in my home until we reach 10,000.
White people taco night. We're getting taco shells from the grocery store and ground beef from the grocery store.
Or turkey.
And shredded cheese from the grocery store. And Ortega sauce from the grocery store.
All right, that's Ali's white people taco night recipe. We've given that away now to the masses. But the reality is this. You know, at some point there will be a discussion this week with friends. Hey, what do you guys want to get? What are you in the mood for? Just push the tacos. 10,000 tacos for L.A. Let's do our
part. And then that person will probably say, you're right, tacos are delicious. 831 said, can I tag in solidarity up in the Bay Area? They're not as good as L.A. tacos, but do they count? Yeah, I think
absolutely.
They would count.
Absolutely. You can eat tacos in solidarity all day. Is this one of these weird lesbian things Allie's pushing on us? Is this for pride? That taco also will count. If you'd like to go to
wow,
town on
really?
Those, we will accept those tacos okay. as well. We're moving a little bit further away from the goal here, but if you want to take part in that, sure, for pride, go nuts, ladies.
310 has already pledged 3 shrimp tacos. What a treat.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because we will get into this discussion later on today about whether or not shrimp is a treat. This guy did specifically bring up tacos, and I'll play this for you now because people are telling me shrimp does not count as a treat, but listen to this.
What's your name?
Oscar.
Oscar from where?
From Sesame Street. With you guys. I'll f*** with you. I'm from Burbank.
Oscar, what would you consider a treat?
Free beer, man.
What kind of food would you consider a treat?
Tacos.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
No.
But shrimp tacos, I would say, are the treat of all treats. I mean, let's be honest. That's next level.
Why are you trying to crowbar the shrimp into this? He's saying no. He said no in 3 different ways.
He didn't say no in 3 different ways.
Shrimp tacos suck, dude.
Shrimp tacos are great.
You just get really regular fish tacos. Those are way better than shrimp tacos.
Yeah,
not going to argue that those are not also good, but whatever. We can't get into this
fried
now.
Fried cod. Now that's a treat.
Let's not ruin the reason that we're having this long-winded conversation, and that is...
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
Business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse.
10,000 tacos for L.A.
All right, 310, I pledge to eat 69 tacos this summer. They will be choco tacos. Oh, wait a minute. That's not okay.
Those are delicious, though.
They are great.
And a treat.
I love the way that Ali says taqueria.
My wife texted me and said I heard...
That's our rally cry.
Yeah, go to the taqueria and say...
They'll know why you're there.
Fist pump.
Let's go, L.A. Step it up.
My wife just texted me and said, I heard you say no more white people tacos for a while, and I was going to ask, do we have to keep eating them tonight because of this thing you're doing?
Oh, good, good. Allie's wife is the big winner here. So let's go. At L.A. Taco, thank you for giving us the inspiration to try to make this happen and do some good, and let's all enjoy tacos together until we hit 10,000. If we can do it by the end of today, even better. I think between us, this show, our listeners, Jake's even going to stop this little weird diet he's on and start going ham on tacos. Right, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to stop on my way home and get some fish tacos.
That's right. Quick break. Back with more show next.